Tony already talked about the first deal. The first deal we spoke about the Rimon already, and we cut the Rimon on top of Star Wars, right? Anyway, so I spoke about the Rimon back then. I would just like to add something to what I said back then. If you guys don't remember, it's a working memory. But two things. One thing I would like to add in general to what Gordon and I said at the beginning of the night. He said before that we're not seeing. He said we're not eating it for the sake of the eating. So I got a tip this summer by Rabbi Eisner. So we told him to meet with him. And he told one of the guys in the yeshiva that some reason he feels like we don't get to see him so much. So hopefully soon we're going to see him. We invite him over to the yeshiva. But Rabbi Eisner mentioned. There's a beautiful bach on Hilchot that I told my shiur this morning, two of the shiurims. There's a beautiful bach on Hilchot Brachot about Alam Yichya. When we say Alam Yichya, we say, Lechom Yichya Yadu Yisboa Mituva. And the Mitzvot says that for some reason he thinks he should say, Lechom Yichya Yadu Yisboa Mituva. Because what's the idea of Lechom Yichya Yadu Yisboa Mituva? Why should I make a bracha that I want to have, you know, I want to enjoy Lechom Yisboa Mituva? And he says, this makes any sense to me, he says, to mention the bracha, because the whole idea of eating these payrolls is because we spoke to Yosef, because there's mitzvot in all of these payrolls. And that's why we make the bracha. We should make a bracha on the whole mitzvah is going to enjoy the actual taste. So since there's no Rimon here right now, we ask you guys to keep on eating whatever you ate till now, not for the sake of eating. Because if it's given, if you grew up in Israel, says the bach over there, the bach points out, it's beautiful. Look it up. It's in Siman Reish Chet on Or HaChaim. The bach says there, that for sure you have to say, because what happens is there's kedusha of the land, the purity of the land. When there's kedusha of the land, the kedusha goes into the fruits. When you eat from that, to those fruits, that kedusha becomes part of you. If you bring too much in the land, so the fruits become tame and infects us. So it's like a cycle, it's a circle. It goes, you know, and if we bring kedusha to the land, then that's what we do in the yeshiva, that's what we do tonight. You bring the whole spirit outside, so if we bring kedusha to the land, as we do tonight, so everything that we also eat should bring us more power and more kedusha. Every fruit of the Eretz Yisrael that you eat becomes, it's a holy thing, it becomes part of your holiness. Just one more thing about the Rimon that I didn't mention that in the first Tiyul, 2 days after you guys came to Israel, is something I haven't said, but actually, or more fundamentally, that the Rimon is like a crown. And you know that Eshet Chayil, we say, Sheker Lachem Behevel Yofi, Shayil Lachem Hiti Talav. It's a Sheker Lachem Behevel Yofi, look about beauty in our entire lives. And beauty is everything, whatever is beauty is beautiful, whatever is not beautiful, we don't care about. But the truth is that we learn that Sheker Lachem Behevel Yofi, Shayil Lachem Hiti Talav. We should look for a wife which has good midot and not just beauty. But the Gemara says that in a very important fish, it says, Shayil Lachem Hiti Talav with what? V'yofiyam. So Isha, which are given to Hashem, she can also be glorified with her beauty. Right? So after this whole beautiful night and inspiring night that we get to feel the essence of every single thing, if that's the way we look at life, we can also evaluate and have the joy and pleasure of beauty. That's the Rimon. The Rimon has the crown, but you have to understand that to get the crown, to get the beauty, and the Kohen the Rimon, the clothes of the Kohen, of the Kohen Gadol, that's a sign of beauty, a sign of Malchus. Kohen Rimon, that's beauty. But when can you be glorified with your beauty? Only when this beauty is not just external things, also represents something which you have inside you. And there's a lot of midrashim that says the Rimon has 613 gavinim seats inside to represent Torah. So when can you rebuild a beautiful campus and there's something that results Job, you know, the other half of the campus? And why do we work on all this beauty? Because this beauty actually represents something holy, it represents Torah. And when it represents, when it actually reflects the inside, when the Rimon has that crown, it represents the beauty of Torah, which is within it, then you can also be praised with the beauty. So it's open. So first of all, be connected to the land of Israel, as I mentioned before. Eat again. Eat from the pitah and selman. Get the tena, the limon. Hopefully, you'll find something which is actually made in Israel. Is that the zayit? For sure it's made in Israel. So eat the zayit and get to the dusha of Eretz Yisrael, because that zayit is not just a piece of zayit. It's a zayit which is absorbed within it, a lot of dusha that people of Israel with a lot of spirit, with a lot of Torah, put into it. And you will spiritually grow from eating that zayit. That's the first bracha. The second thing is to always zolta, to really appreciate this world and the beauty of this world from the perspective of Torah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.